This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 778 and three quarters, up 15 and a half. July, 774 and three quarters, up 15 and a quarter. Soft May wheat, 704 and three quarters, up 12 and a quarter. July, 706, up 10 and a half. May corn, 488 and three quarters, up 2.5. July, 493 and a quarter, up 2.25. December, 489 and a half, up 1.75. May soybeans, 1431 and a half, up 13.25. July, 1410 and a quarter, up 14.5. November, 1188 and three quarters, up 4.25. May soybean meal, 459, up 320. July, 445, up 310. May soybean oil, 4256, up 29. July, 4272, up 28. April live cattle, 145.62 and a half, down 7.5. March feeders, 173.82 and a half, down 30. April lean hogs, 123.35 and a half. They are up 15.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie. Wheat market has taken off yet again.
It certainly has. It seems as if the minute that they found out that Egypt bought 55,000 bushels of soft red wheat, they got excited. And when you look at where they're trading at this point in time, we've got Chicago May, you know, over $7. That's the first time we've seen that high a price since October 2013. KC May, actually the highest since June of 2013, and the very same stats when you look at the July contract. So there's no question. I think you have to couple that with the fact that they're just not getting much rain. You know, it's extremely dry out in the west. And probably a little bit to do with Ukraine, but not a lot. I went to a webinar this morning on Ukraine Black Sea situation, and, you know, they continue to say that Crimea is only about 10% of their total export area. But Ukraine is important because 97% of Ukraine actually plants hard red wheat. And so, you know, if we don't have a great red wheat crop here, then, and they are having weather problems there, that certainly puts a question mark. So, yep, got buyers interested, no question about it.
And we may also be trading smaller wheat acres planned on the or anticipated on the planting intentions report.
That's exactly correct, because we are hearing some talk, you know, that we could actually see some wheat acres being torn up and actually going into beans. So can't wait till that report is behind us.
So for all intents and purposes, you mentioned the October 13 high, see that in the July contract. We're there as far, for all intents and purposes, cleared a Fibonacci retracement going all the way back to April of 13.
Yep.
Can you see what, 740 wheat?
Can I see 740? Are you talking in the old crop or in the new crop?
In the July.
In the July contract? I could see 740 wheat. I could maybe even see 750 wheat possibly. You know, it just depends upon if we get a little bit of moisture, you know, as we start to come out of dormancy, well, then that'll be a different story. But we could see 750 long before we get there. You know, if you look back at the next highs that are out there that we need to zoom through if we can, you know, 719, 720 area, and then the next high would be up in that, well, 773. But I think 750 is a really psychological spot.
Farmers would like to tout the wheat-corn ratios and look at them are probably disappointed that corn has not gone along for the ride as much as you might think it should.
Well, that's true. You know, we've only been up about two-thirds of what wheat was. But we also have to understand that wheat was severely depressed because of the heavy traditional fund short position that existed. That doesn't exist anymore. We've added new long positions to it. And so I think if you look at the big picture at the moment, corn and wheat have kind of detached a little bit from each other just from the standpoint of feeding. You know, you're not going to be feeding wheat that's this expensive. So granted, it would say to you we should be feeding more corn, but the acreage report will tell us how many acres are we really going to have to begin with. And I think then you might see a response in corn.
And there is a lot of uncertainty about that report, given that the report we had 3 months ago had people scratching their heads over about 100 million bushels of corn.
Well, that's absolutely the truth. You know, the feed situation is going to be a big question. We've got cattle on feed report coming out this Friday, in fact, and they're figuring about 98.8% of last year's. So that's less cattle again than what we had been seeing. You know, it's just a situation. The PDV, will it reflect all of that? Nobody knows for sure. And are the numbers correct because of the fact that corn lost price and actually picked up on distillers? We just don't know. But, you know, a private group came out this morning, Dave, and they actually said, you know, the reality is they think that old crop corn is worth closer to $4.50 than it is to where we are right now. New crop $4.10 versus the levels we're at. Beans $14.10, not too far off from where we are. But new crop beans, I was floored, $9 versus $11.89, and new crop Chicago wheat $6.30 versus the levels that we're at. So I bring that up because I want to make sure that all of our listeners are just recognizing that we have great opportunity here.
Yeah, it isn't that there, you know, it isn't that there aren't enough beans to go around. That's not what the issue is. There's just a lot of fundamental things that have fallen into place, sort of a perfect storm, if you will, that has prevented the beans from being where they need to be when they need to be.
Yep, that's exactly the truth. And, you know, one of the things we did see this morning, that Canadian Railway is situation is slightly improving. You know, that might bring a little pressure to the wheat market if we once get things moving up there again. But, you know, the rail situations, Dave, are really what are holding back a lot of what's going on at the moment. And another thing that's going to take basis probably and widen basis out on any move higher in this marketplace, if you cannot get product away from locations, they can't afford to be buying anymore because they're just sitting on expensive crops.
Had an interesting question at our Outlook meeting last night, the one that you were at, and that was from a producer looking at 1193. Take the basis away, call it 1150 cash for the fall. Why would I want to make a sale at that? He said.
Yeah, that was a really good question. You know, and there are so many different ways that you can look at it. You know, why wouldn't you reward this type of a rally? I mean, there's no question about it. Reward it either in a cash market or using a put. If your bias is that we're going to go higher, why not buy a put at this level? This is, and take advantage of what we've just managed to pull out of this marketplace. I think that's the attitude in a lot of cases. You know, they're looking at nearby beans at $14 saying, oh, things are really tight. But the reality is we come in at 83 million acres, and this $9 number I think is rather low. But at the same time, if this attitude is out here, you better recognize that and do something, not just sit and think, well, it's going to end up at 14 anyway.
Well, everything that we know says, unless weather intercedes this summer, the greater risk is at the moment to the downside. Right. It's more likely we lose a dollar than gain a dollar here, I think.
That's exactly the truth. And so, you know, just like we talked about last night, you know, all three of us including, and then you also, you know, we have to reward these types of movements. And if you don't want to do anything in cash, then get a put in place or sell the futures. Do something because that end of the month report can make a huge difference. And if this attitude is already coming forward, if that backs up what this attitude is, we can take a dollar off this market in a blink. It's a 70 cent limit on a day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. December corn is 488 and three quarters. It's up one. November soybeans, 1189 and a quarter, now 89 even, up four and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.